We out here in the house I bought from another social media influencer. I thought I got the best house on the market, but instead it's been an albatross.
What is
an
albatross?
Money drain. I don't know. I think it's like...
Oh, albatross. No, an albatross is a...
Something that hooks on your foot and...
Water between two things.
Awkward. Okay, it's been a... What I'm trying to say is staying here in this house, it's a beautiful house. But like, it's got so many issues. And that's very stressful on little old preggy me. Can you guys tell I'm preggy? Because I'm so voluptuous.
What just happened? As soon as the camera turned on, your belly's gone. You're what? Such an LA girl. That's so LA of you. As soon as camera's on, you're like...
I'm not going to go... I didn't... I can't... I actually can't... Even if I wanted to... I can't... So shut up.
Wow. Triggered. No, but really, your belly looks smaller right now. I'm not joking.
Well, probably because it... What about now?
You don't sit like this, though, usually. You're not just sitting like this.
Anyway...
You look wonderful is what I mean to say.
How are you doing, Johnny? Welcome to the podcast, guys.
Welcome.
Girls.
I didn't sleep. You didn't sleep. We didn't sleep.
I haven't slept in days.
Whenever I complain about anything, I remember you're pregnant. I go, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm going through it probably more than you, but I don't want to discredit your feelings.
Thank you. That's kind.
I'm just happy that there's a bed in this elevator.
So we can make another...
Baby. And bacon.
You like Kevin Bacon?
Johnny and I had the best bacon this morning. I actually think Kevin Bacon is fining like old wine. Aged wine?
Did you say?
Aging like a fine wine. That's what it is. I'm playing with one of those things, those plastic thingies that come in your shirt. Ew. You. It's the voice I do with Russell.
Oh, Russ. No. Every time you see Russ.
We got bacon today.
Yeah. Where?
What were we going to say?
In North? No, I don't know what I was going to say.
Every time I see Russ.
Every time you see Russ, you, yeah, I love you. And she does this thing we call the rip, where he'll get comfy and be like, and she'll be like, oh, come here.
And then I rip him from his
rip
sleep.
Him from his joy. And
it sounds really aggressive when you say rip.
Because rip is what happens.
Well, I need my cuddler. And he's my little cuddler. Do you guys have pets, first of all? And then do you talk to them like they're little babies? We saw Russ's twin today. It freaked me out. First, I heard it by a yelp.
It was whining
and
down the road.
It sounded like Russell was in trouble from afar. And I was like, Russell, Russ. And then I looked and I saw what looked like Russ, but shaved.
And she was like, turn, look. It doesn't look like Russ. And I'm enjoying my bacon. Like...
And my head's blocking Russ. He's like, move your head.
He's like, move your big head.
And I was like, all right. Big? You didn't say big.
Oh, you're right.
You said big right now. Do you ever watch Sex and the City? Do you know Big?
No.
Okay, well, what's his name's back? Aiden. And just like that.
His name's Big?
The reboot. Well, no, Big is no longer with us. The actor's fine, but the character's... Dunzo.
It's like you just spoke
18
different language. I don't know what's happening.
Well, maybe some of the listeners watch that show.
Yeah, I'm just saying I didn't get it, but I get it.
I liked Aiden's return. I didn't love his jacket. It was very a strange choice for such a stylish show. So anyway, moving on, because Johnny has no interest in this. What do you want to talk about? UFC? And how Manon fought? Manon?
Oh, yeah, this weekend there's a French fighter. Manon Foyer.
Which is my name in French. Like, my name is Manon, but we pronounce it Manon.
Hi, Manon. We pronounce it M-A-N-A-N. Hey, Manon.
When it's really Manon.
Yeah, Manon.
Je m'appelle Manon.
Manon Matthews.
We didn't tell them on the podcast the gender.
Oh, yeah. In case
I mean, it's already announced.
Yeah, but in case you missed it. It's a
boy. It's a boy. Is that what you wanted?
Yes. But as soon as we knew it was a boy, what happened was
we were like, oh, hopefully we have a girl then.
But a girl.
We wanted to make sure that we have one of each, which there's no way to make
sure.
There's really no making sure. It's like, let's just focus on this pregnancy.
Yeah.
Which, so far, so good.
It's also scary, though, like when you do the tests, like there's more technology now.
Oh my gosh, so many tests.
Yeah, there's more technology now, so there's more ways to ensure that your child is healthy and more things to worry about. Whereas back in the day, it was like, I'm pregnant, plop.
And that's it. And they went, oh, okay, ultrasound, maybe.
Maybe.
Dang, and we took like 274 disease tests to see if we had
genetic
testing.
Predisposition.
The low risk or high risk, because I'm going to be a geriatric pregnancy. Anyone who has a kid 35 and older, I'm not 35 yet, but by the time this baby comes out of the vagina, hopefully, you know, you never know. A lot of people I know just are like, oh, I was planning at a home birth, and then they have a C-section in the hospital. So you really can't plan for these things.
Yeah, you never know.
But because I'm high risk, they do all these tests.
God, there's nothing quite like...
There's spina bifida. What?
There's nothing quite like thinking about... Because if you haven't been pregnant, you just don't know. And then you think you have an idea of what it's like, but you don't think of all the worrying you'll do. All of the, oh, I'm not... Like, I always thought, like, I'm not ready. But now I'm like, okay, I have to get this. I have to think about that. What about the office? What about where's the baby? Where's the baby sleep? How long is the baby sleep there? Like, timelines I've never thought of. Like, oh, we have this long until schooling, this long until...
Oh, my gosh. Schooling.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Homeschool or school?
Homeschool.
But don't they have to go to preschool?
Yeah, they'll go to preschool.
I don't know anything.
Someone told me, please keep them out of school for as long as possible. Because that's where they get all the illnesses. Like one person I know, her son
was
perfectly fine, went and got pneumonia from his classmates. Then his mom got it. And the pneumonia did something to his brain to where he became super aggressive. And now he literally throws knives and bites people and like kicks. He became really aggressive. Like it was too many issues on the immune system. And now they like have suffered for a year with him being aggressive, all because his immune system was inundated with pneumonia and like five other things that he got from school.
It's the worst story I've ever heard.
It's so sad. And this mother is like one of my favorite people. And she's like having a really hard time. Because her son just turned into like the dark devil. Because it's like a bacteria that a person gets and it just makes them really irritable.
It can go away.
Well, that they're meeting with the top neurologist in the country in Washington, D.C. to maybe give hope that these certain IV drips...
It's going to work.
...work. Because they've tried everything else and it has not gone away after a year.
It's going to
work. Like, can you believe that? So, homeschool.
That's the reason why, though.
Why not?
I mean, there's also a big thing of... exposing yourself to things to get immunity.
No, I think they're going to, of course.
But like the throwing knives thing is scary.
Yeah, he's really aggressive now at 3.
And our kid just be like...
It's really sad.
Sad. Should we tell them the kid's name?
No. Secret name. I don't want to give anyone ideas. I'm scared someone's going to steal it.
So they're going to steal it like what? Like their baby just came out and they're like, what should we name you? Oh.
Yeah. That's what I did. That's how I picked this name for it, is someone told me what they just named their son, and I went, that's our son's name. Luckily, I don't know this person, so it's not like...
Charmander. We love Pokemon.
Squidward. Oh, Squirtle. Sorry.
Different. Squidward?
Squidward. We could name it Squidward.
First name, Squidward. Carlson.
Carlson.
That'd be...
Carson.
That'd be so messed up.
Did you have fun at the reveal that we had?
We had two reveals. Yes.
Which one did you have more fun at? No one in our family listens to these anyway.
The friend one was much easier because my family's rambunctious and they don't listen. So it was like a lot.
It was
fun, but also I brought the cameras, which you're now watching us on.
Yeah, so you were like the cameraman.
I became the cameraman for my entire family. They're like, get the photo of us, Jonathan. Get the photo of us. I'm like, okay.
And one of your family members was like bitter that we didn't get photos right away.
Yeah, we always need photos.
And I was like, wait, we're not. This isn't about anybody but us.
Yeah, and I'm like always like, I was thinking about recording everyone else. And I was like on a stabilizer recording people. And I was like, who's recording me?
Yeah.
I was like, getting you a
little bit. You deserve to be celebrated and recorded.
So the second one was easy.
Because we had two videographers.
Yeah, two friends came through. Shout out.
We had a videographer, photographer that are friends that offered it, which was so sweet.
So nice. And they just like were just capturing stuff. And I got to be super present. So that was really, really, really fun for me.
I had trouble kind of receiving and being, I felt like I was present, but I didn't feel like I was like, that was so fun. Why? And I think because I have trouble a little bit being celebrated or like receiving maybe. Because I think I feel like when it's anything to do with my party, because obviously it was like about us kind of and the baby, I felt like I was responsible for all my friends having a good time. And so I wasn't really like in the enjoyment of it for some reason. Do you ever feel that way? Like you... No, you said you had fun and you didn't worry about a thing. But you weren't even part of the planning. Maybe that's why.
Oh, yeah.
I was so involved in the planning, and by the end of it, I was like, I don't even want to have this reveal. This is ridiculous.
Yeah. And also, I made it about you, you know?
So, yeah, why? See, I wish easy. I would have done that. I wish I would have been like, okay, this is about Johnny. I'm just going to celebrate Johnny. That's way easier. Really they helps. Say that in 12-step meetings. Like, that being of service is the best way to get out of self. So if you're struggling, you call somebody who has like 2 days sober or whatever, Overeaters Anonymous that is trying to like anyone that's struggling, get out of yourself and make a phone call and ask them how they're doing. And it's the best way to get out of self. And also like if you're going to a party and you're newly sober, the best thing you can do is go to a party and like have the intention of how can I help? Do you need help with anything? Like being of service. Like I'm going to go to this party so I can help out. And it's just a good way to get out of your head.
It helps.
I forget all the time though.
It helps. Yeah. You feel so responsible for people.
I hate it.
You often do. You're like, not as bad as my mom, but you do make sure everyone's okay. And I get caring about people, but when they are okay, it's just a bad habit, right? You don't also, I mean, who wants to be the person at the party where like there's no food, everyone's miserable, and you're like, I'm having a great time. This is my party, you know, nothing's here.
But, yeah, like but I that's don't want anyone to like judge it and be like, oh, this isn't fun. And that's a reflection of Manon.
But like that's so extreme, you're so far on the other end.
You think so?
Yes, you care a lot about people. You can care a little less, for sure.
It's hard.
I haven't drank for a year.
You haven't.
No alcohol for a year.
That's amazing. I think longer.
It is over a year. I don't know how long.
I think 14 or 15 months for you.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't even thought about it.
That's the longest you've probably gone since what? You started drinking in life, right?
Yeah.
Because you've never really thought about...
The only other time I did 6 months during football. And I was like, I'm going to go 6 months.
And when you first started dating me, you went 11 months.
Yeah. I remember. 6 months.
I keep track. No, I just have a weird eye for numbers. And
6 months before you, when I was playing football, I was like, I'll do this. And it was for the purpose of like being a healthy athlete, and it felt good, and it was easy. And with you, a year, so easy, didn't even think about it. And now, 15 months, I have never thought about. I'm also not sober for like sobriety's sake. Like, I'm just not drinking. I sometimes
you
say
don't have
that
a problem
sober.
With alcohol, yeah, and that's not why you stopped. If you had a problem with alcohol, you stopping for 11 months when you first met me just because you knew I didn't drink would have been very challenging for you. But you're like, oh, I don't need it.
Yeah.
And then you did it again for 15 months. And I've yet, I think maybe one time you're like, oh, whiskey, yeah, would be nice. But then I think that was on the cruise or something, which everyone was drinking on the cruise. And like, you're like, it's free. What are we doing?
Yeah. That was the only time I was like.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that. How have you felt? Like, what's good that has happened since?
I heard someone say this and it resonated. When you decide to drink, you're committing to 36 to 72 hours of pain.
Oh.
You're borrowing 36 to 72 hours for one moment of joy, right? So every time you drink, if you think of it that way, which I never did, you're taking like 3 days away for a moment. So you're borrowing your future for the now. That's what drinking technically is, especially to excess.
I wouldn't say for the moment, maybe for the few hours.
Which is the moment to me. For the night.
It's wild.
Yeah.
I never thought about that. I always just thought about instant gratification of like, I want to be in the moment and enjoy. And this drink helps me be in the moment.
So much that is like untapped in us to like enjoy yourself and discover yourself. And if someone thinks that like, oh, the party, like it'd be weird to not drink at the party. It's really not that weird. It's actually, you find out more about yourself.
I think alcohol is going to go extinct. I think people are less and less enthused by it. I really do. Or maybe we're just getting older. I think people feel the same way. They're like leaning more into like my optimal self and my best feeling self. And I can go and have a sparkling water and lime and still be present and actually feel better at the end of the night and then leave and wake up feeling refreshed. Like there's no better price to that. Mm. I had no qualms about that though when I was younger. I didn't think in those terms of like, I want to feel really good tomorrow. I was like, how am I supposed to be out in public?
How do I fit in?
Yeah, comfortable in my skin.
But imagine if you were going out and you were 21, we're both like 21, and all of our friends went out and they didn't drink. We'd be like,
I'll
fit in like this.
It's peer pressure.
I'll fit in with a soda water.
The only reason I started drinking is because my friend was like, let's do it. And I'm like, okay.
As a young man, it's like a social lubricant to go flirt with girls.
It's very, very popular. Alcohol is. It's like the number one selling drug in America.
Very popular thing to lead to sexual encounters.
Oh my gosh. So many of my sexual encounters probably wouldn't have happened had I not been drinking. And blacked out. Lots of... First I'd be like, oh, what was his name?
Hope our son doesn't watch this podcast. Actually, he'll know.
Our son doesn't watch this podcast.
Sometimes I want to wring her neck. Wring her neck.
I saw someone say
online. Tell them what you said about the angels.
The angels?
And the note.
Oh, yeah. So I had a dream. Okay, I went to a sound bath.
Sound bath.
My friend Michelle is a beautiful sound healing sound bather. That's not what she's called.
She's pretty wild.
She does the sound bowls like they do in sound bowls, but she sings with them.
Which is pretty crazy.
Calling it light language. Like the angels, she's tapping into the angelic realm and singing for them to heal our souls.
It's kind of like a movie.
Sounds crazy. It's the most beautiful thing ever. Your body will like vibrate and shake and heal and like cry. And so I went to Holloway House, which I guess is in conjunction with Soho House.
What is this, an ad?
So, I'm just trying to give more detail because sometimes large chunking in NLP terms, in neurolinguistic programming terms, is like if you say, how are you? And I just say, good. That would make me a large chunker. But if I say, I'm good, I went to the store of Albertsons and I went in aisle 3 and I got peanut butter Jiffy. It's like, okay, she's a small chunker. And I've always been a large chunker, so I'm working on giving more detail.
Hmm. Okay.
Okay. So anyway, she sang and I felt really healed and I was around all these women and they felt really angelic. And so anyway, that night I came home and I went to bed.
We also watched OA.
We also watched the OA. Which
amazing
is
show. If you don't know about
amazing
it,
show.
Go on Netflix right now.
Literally
start
watch
OA.
It tonight.
Britt Marling, if you see this, which you won't.
We're obsessed with you.
We love you. We
want to
talk to you.
We need to sit down with you ASAP.
We watched OA, went to bed, normal bed. Just going to sleep. For me, what happened?
I go to bed. I'm not really sleeping because I feel this bliss come over me. And I think I could pass over to the other side and go with the angels. That's what I'm feeling all night. Is this, should I stay or should I go? And then I realize, well, my son and Johnny, I can't leave them behind. They may not understand.
Yeah, we wouldn't
understand. So maybe I should stay. Okay, I definitely need to stay. But then I started feeling really good, and I started feeling really pulled going towards the angels, aka maybe death. And then I thought, well, if I do go, I should write a note so that Johnny knows that it wasn't like I'm not suffering and I didn't like commit suicide. So I was going to write a note, say like, it's all good. I'm with the angels. Don't, like, don't worry. I love you. And then I woke up and told Johnny about it. And you said that that wouldn't have helped. The note wouldn't have helped.
Because she says I was going to the other side. And I thought, I woke up and I thought, well, I should leave a note. Wouldn't that help? No, it's not going to. Imagine this. You wake up. I got a future with my partner. I have a child on the way. Dead. Oh, no. Let me read it. Let me read the note. Don't worry. Went with the angels.
It's all good. Enjoy your life.
And I just lost the love of my life and my child?
I realize that in this realm, that would be painful. But in my realm...
Every realm is painful.
No, with the angels, it's bliss. Everything's bliss. You understand? It was scary. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to pass over. And you and the kid are the only reason. I mean, I love my family and I love my friends, but because of you and the baby, I stayed. You're welcome.
But Russ, you didn't think
of
Russ.
Russ! Yeah, but at least I would leave you with something.
You take the baby and leave Russ?
So we have nights like that. There's other nights where I wake up choking, thinking death's upon me in a very dark way, but that's your wife, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, so, and then I thought about this. I thought, like, all right, let's take it another level. I wake up, Manon's dead, baby's dead, I'm miserable. And then she's like, but I left a note. And then I have to explain to the Netflix documentary people that I didn't kill her and write the note saying, it's good, I went with the angels. Sounds like the worst murder scene ever.
What Netflix documentary?
The people that would come in about the guy that wrote fake I went with the angel notes.
It would be my handwriting.
They're going to say that I practiced for months and I got it down. They're not going to be like...
Well, no, now that this is out there, they'll know if this were to happen that I already said I'm with the angels. Unless you did murder me. Then I hope they find out. Oh, itchy bitchy.
Itchy bitchy.
Russell has fleas. Sucks so bad. It breaks my heart. That's why we haven't been sleeping.
Yeah, it's been just like...
We gave him a flea bath. We put flea medication on him. And he's still itching.
It's tough. It's been hard.
Oh, and not to mention I'm bitten on my ankles.
I caught one biting me too. Just one or two. Anything else exciting in your life? We have our trip.
We're going to Europe.
Where are we going? All right, hit it first. Where are we going first? Boom.
Paris.
Second.
Rome.
Third.
Tuscany.
Fourth.
Edinburgh. Excuse me.
And then back to?
Paris.
And then?
L.A.
Nice. It's pretty exciting.
This is going to be a trip of our lifetime. This is our baby moon. If you'd like to contribute, Venmo Manon Matthews.
No, we'll make like a donate thing.
We're not going to make a donate thing.
A couple people have said that they'd be willing to donate to the trip. And I'm like, hey, we're going to fill a bunch of stuff.
I would love that. If you want to contribute to our baby moon, I'm just saying if there's no link up, Venmo at Manon Matthews, MANONMATHEWS, and just say which city you'd like to contribute. That's an option. It's out there now, okay?
All right.
And we will, we have to give them something. A post with like a story tagging the person. So we need to know your handle.
Story tagging the person?
Yeah, like what if we're eating pizza and someone's like, oh my God, I want to contribute $100 to your dinner in Rome.
I thought a cameo, like a video to them individually.
Oh my gosh, there's so many options. Would you guys want that instead? A video of us on the trip?
Like straight video to
thank
the person.
Thank you, thanking them. So should we just make a Patreon?
Yeah.
Like with different tiers?
Yeah.
That's cute.
We just solved it now. We'll do a Patreon and there'll be cameo video where we send a video directly to you together and we can
really
do it there.
We really want to make content there.
Yes.
But this is draining our accounts.
Yes.
This is our trip of a lifetime and we just figured we're going to do this now. Because we're gonna have a baby and then we'll never be just us two again. And we never really went on a honeymoon because we're not married. But we've never had like a romantic thing.
No, not specifically. No, we've gone to like we've traveled.
We met in a pandemic.
We're a pandemic couple.
We did travel for a couple weddings.
Patreon. I like that. Good idea.
Is Patreon a thing that you can do? I thought that was just for podcast.
Patreon's for anything. It's just a paywall. And you get...
I think I just got bit.
I think you need to just stop doing that to it.
Oh my God. It's like bleeding out.
What's one last exciting thing? Child, biggest trip of our lives.
Can we talk about minimalism and decluttering?
Yeah, let's end on that.
How do you like decluttering? Or do you know we're opposite. I'm more of a minimalist.
No, I like when it's done. I struggle
doing it.
Where you struggle. Where if I'm a little bit all or nothing. As we declutter, we came to the house to declutter, hence why we're here.
We were trying to make room for new energy and new baby energy.
And then I go, okay, let me go all in. And I start trying to just like massively make man and get rid of stuff. Because she has hoarded some old stuff. Understandably so.
Well, I have a whole box of gifts that people have sent me, like products. And that doesn't feel... That's like hundreds, maybe $1,000 worth of products.
Got it. And it keeps sitting and it's like boiling her inside. And for the how much it boils her, I push back with like a, just get rid of it. Throw it away if you have to. And then she has all these considerations and all these like thoughts and all these processes that make it slower. And I'm kind of like just all or nothing, like just throw it or donate right away or like don't siphon through it too
much.
And so seeing her feel that is hard for me.
Yeah. But we got rid of like 5 bags today.
We did pretty good.
At Goodwill. And that felt really good to like let go of the past of what we really don't need. Like at some point I'm going to get to a place where I have 50 items of clothing and that's all that I have. And like 5 pairs of shoes, 2 bags. Like I'm going to become a minimalist because
I'm with it.
Less is more. Then you appreciate what you have. You appreciate the few items that you have. And just opening the closet and seeing less clutter is like my whole body can relax.
Yeah.
I think there's too much excess going on.
I always bought low quality, high quantity or higher quantity.
Yeah, you'd be like, I like this shirt, this $20 shirt. I'll get it in every color.
Yeah.
And rather than just one really nice shirt.
Now I've gotten a bunch of simple shirts and then my nicer shirts. And they're all just a little more expensive, some medium expensive, but they feel amazing. And I look at all of them and I go, yeah, I'll wear it. Before I was like, nah, not that comfy, not that good.
And you should never feel that way when opening your closet. Everything should be an item of like, oh my God, I love this.
Yeah.
We should only own what we're obsessed with, right? Yeah. But for some reason we hold on to, I think letting go feels amazing.
It does when you do.
Like, I feel like I just let go of like 50 pounds of my past. I'm like, ah, and then I'm like, ooh, I want to do more.
You're going to let go of those pounds too.
So, well, not yet.
When it's time.
You guys, I've gained 14 pounds so far. And isn't I still have 20 weeks left.
There's a child apparently inside you.
Once you hit 20 weeks, you start gaining a pound a week. So apparently I'm going to gain 20 more pounds. And then I'm going to let go of it.
There's a human inside of her.
When the timing's right.
Yo, I'm excited to join the dad club. Like, cool dad club?
You already seem like a dad to me. He's been a good father to me. Ooh.
Russell
was a, I think if you're ever going to think about having a kid, get a dog first. An animal. Dog, though, they're the most work.
Not a cat. Cat does not
count. Cat's like, I'm good. Leave me alone.
Yeah, cats are going to like...
Feed me, let me go.
It's an adult child.
Rub up against your leg.
And then piss.
And then piss on your face, Ray. And then my butt in your mouth. You never saw Scary Movie 3?
I did, but I'm not quoting that part. If you're pregnant, don't change cat litter.
Don't change cat litter. Don't eat raw fish.
Oh, give them some tips. That's what we'll end on. Some pregnancy tips.
Pregnancy tips.
What have you learned?
No raw fish. No raw meat. No unpasteurized cheese.
Also, you're supposed to have a little bit more cooked beef.
No changing cat litter.
No toxins in there.
Maybe less toxins like laundry detergent and stuff.
Make your partner do it.
Keep walking if you can. Sleep as much as possible, which I'm not great at. Go easy.
Anything to battle early nausea first trimester? Ginger chews help at all?
A lot. I like ginger chews. Like suckers, like sucking on suckers. Amazon has Preggy Pops. Thought that was cute. So I would like pop those in my mouth. I really only had like 3 weeks of nausea. I did not throw up. I wonder if the myth is true, if boys are easier. With girls, apparently you get more really sick. But they say have crackers on your bedside table for right when you wake up. I was the opposite. I felt okay, and then I would eat, and then I got really nauseous. So I don't know what that's about. Maybe because I did so much fasting for so many years, where I didn't really eat in the morning, that my body was like still wanted to stay like that. You don't fast when you're pregnant. Like, don't let 12 hours go by without eating.
That was a tough change for you.
That was hard.
She likes fasting.
I do like fasting. I really can't wait to do it again once the baby's out.
And she loves sushi. So two hard things for her.
Yeah, but can I have sushi if I'm breastfeeding?
Probably.
The mercury cross the placenta, blood, brain, whatever the... Hopefully I can breastfeed. I don't know. A lot of people, there's a lot of good, beautiful formulas that are organic. Yeah, I should, but there's no guarantee that the baby will latch.
I've seen. I'd latch.
You've seen the nipple?
If I latch...
My nipples haven't changed that much yet. A lot of nipples change, like, pretty drastically. They get darker, bigger.
We have latchable nipples, I'm saying.
They're very latchable.
Always been latchable. They've changed a tiny bit, but your whole breast has grown. Too far?
I don't know. The boobs get bigger.
How does it feel to have a human in your belly?
It feels weird. Feels really weird. I get pains down my side because the abs are growing apart.
They're separating.
I can feel him moving quite a bit, but every time I tell Johnny, "Oh, put your hand here," Johnny can't feel it.
Nothing yet. Nothing yet.
But I feel like he's doing like somersaults, but really slow ones. We went to the doctor, and the doctor. Did we already talk about this?
I think we did.
Doctor. Pushing on my belly and the baby like, what the hell?
I don't know if we did or not, but it was really funny.
I did on Laura's podcast. Yeah, we're really excited.
Caffeine, only one cup.
One to two cups a day. Which I've been doing. That has not changed. I think the first 3 months I was only having one cup a day. Now I'm at two.
And then sleeping on your side.
Sleeping on my left side.
Annoying.
I sometimes sleep on my right side. They say it doesn't matter which side.
True.
Some places are like left. Some places are like, however you're comfortable. Some places are like, on your side. Either side. So it's a learning experience. I'm really just taking it one day at a time, like I try to take my life. I'm not really thinking about the birth right now at all. I think I won't think about it until it's happening.
That is like a blessing.
The Lamaze.
We should do that one.
We should do a class, yeah.
And we should do a CPR class. I'm recommending this to you and to us. CPR class. Lamaze, whatever that is, Lamborghini, and then I think that's it. Abdullah Ablangada. Abdullah.
Abdullah. And a night nurse, apparently.
Apparently a night
Johnny's
nurse.
Johnny's going to be the night nurse. We don't have a lot of space to just have someone hanging out in our apartment. This is a face we've been doing to each other. Cutie. I like when you do that face.
They give you the pregnancy tips.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the pregnancy test.
Thank you for the pregnancy tips.
We should post us finding out about the pregnancy soon.
I don't know.
Yeah. You don't know. Why? Because I sob hysterically in it?
Yeah.
Because it's private?
Might just be our moment.
Aw, Johnny. My sweet love. Oh. I have rashes all down my side and my eyes have been incredibly itchy, and that is apparently hormones. And so even though I feel really good comparative to the first trimester, the itchiness has been out of control, and it's been very frustrating. So lotion, I don't know, keep it moisturized. Keep moisturized.
You gotta moisturize your belly.
Stretch marks.
Are you doing that?
Not so much.
It needs to be by your bedside.
I get lazy, people.
It's just this.
Anything else you want to share, my sweetheart?
No, I'm excited. I'm nervous. I'm here for it.
We might film a podcast abroad, but we're not going to make any promises. We'll definitely take photos.
Film a podcast abroad.
Oh, maybe I do LA Girl in Paris.
If these mics work, okay, then guys, we can do it. Yeah, let's have some fun. We have some great locations to film, so I will make a Patreon and I will attach it to this thing.
Aw. We love you. Thank you for tuning in to this really calm, mellow, but informative podcast.
Yeah.
We hope you feel really good and are taking really good care of yourself. And if the past is haunting you, the good news is it is the past and it does not have to be your future. You can start your day over in any moment and you are enough because you exist. There's nothing you need to do to be enough. You just are because you're here. How lucky are you? We love you. Peace. A-Town down. And I flow and I say, hey, hey. He wants it to be done. This, it's over.